Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cian Sullivan, DJ and pop critic, is with me in studio today to tell us about all the reasons, all the good news that's been happening this week. I know a lot of our listeners out there might be happy to hear there's new music from this band. From you too.
Absolutely. So we've already had a bit of new music this year already, but this Street of Dreams is a new song and it's the first song off their upcoming album as well, which I think people will be really excited about.
It must be the first time they've new music out in years.
Yeah, absolutely. Since 2017's Songs of Experience, it's their first going to be full length album that's coming out towards the rest of the year. And you heard there, Street of Dreams was the lead single off it. The video sees them pull out an old trick, performing on the roof of something this time. They're performing on the roof of a bus in Mexico City. And you can hear there, it has all the hallmarks of the classic U2 sound, that strong guitar riff from the Edge and a, you know, really strong Bono vocal. So I think it's going to be exciting times.
Yeah. Is it their 50th anniversary this year?
Yes. So September will mark the 50th anniversary of the band forming. So fans are beginning to think that the album will come maybe in September, which is that 50th year anniversary mark.
So it's really, so the Street of Dreams is, so that's the single from the album,
yeah,
which we think is to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the band.
But
forming.
We don't have a name, we don't have a release date. It's all just speculation. But you know, artists like to drip feed that information to kind of really build the hype.
So sure, we're talking about it.
Exactly.
Surely there'll have to be some sort of a tour to mark the 50th anniversary.
You'd think so. I mean, like the Sphere was such a big, exciting moment for them, so they'd have to be hitting the road again.
Well, you might think they could potentially play this next venue, but there is some speculation that this band will.
I just don't see myself on stage with Liam. I just don't see it.
The way it finished, unacceptable.
Most thought it would never happen, and some still aren't convinced.
Oasis.
I know, right? That would be like, last year was so such a big success story for the band, and they don't look back in anger tour. And in September, when we might be getting a U2 album, we'll also be getting the documentary looking back at probably the most anticipated
rock and roll
reunion ever.
The Liam and Noel doc.
Exactly.
So I only saw a clip actually for this earlier in the week. Looks brilliant.
We heard a clip of it there. You know, even that slow drum, like, it's going to be very tense. It's created by Stephen Knight, who's behind Peaky Blinders, and it's directed by Dylan Southern and Will Lovelace, who people might know from doing the No Distance Left to Run, the Blur documentary, and also Meet Me in the Bathroom about the New York indie scene. So these are proper, like, bona fide rock music producers who are going to be producing this. It's going to be out in IMAX in September. I think there'll also be a Disney Plus release if you aren't able to get to the cinema in time. I think it's going to be dealing with not just like footage of the tour, that amazing tour last year that lots of people got to go to and lots of people missed out on, but there'll also be a sort of conversation with the brothers about like their reunion, how it all came together, which I think people will be foaming at the mouth to hear.
Yeah, now I don't like to believe or hype up rumours too much, but was there some suggestion earlier in the week about Oasis and Slane?
Yeah, I don't know. There definitely was that they're going to be playing Slane, but I don't know if... Would they just do a one-off gig like that? Is it part of another tour? I don't know. It's hard to know.
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation though about Oasis and Slane this year too, but it comes...
I think, yeah.
Maybe if we keep talking about the speculation.
Yeah, we'll manifest it. Maybe Oasis and U2 are in a bidding war for Slane. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But lots to look forward to on the music front. Madonna.
But this is music that's actually here now that we can go out and listen to. Yeah, she's back. Confessions 2 is a revisit of her Confessions on the Dance Floor album that came out in 2005. But what's really exciting for people who are Madonna fans is it's doing really, really well. It's on track to become her 10th number one studio album in the UK and the US. She's back in the singles chart as well, which is, you know, difficult to do as somebody who is 67. I don't like to bring up her age, but I think it's significant,
like,
you know, that,
it's her,
you know,
15th album.
Yes, absolutely. And she's still proving that she can be relevant. And, you know, she's made this album. It's basically, this is kind of like an album of the movie we're never going to get about her life. And, we're hearing about stories from the past and how she's been dealing with fame and motherhood and stuff in the last couple of years. So it's really great to see somebody who's been such a long career still show that they have gas in the tank. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. How can we talk about the reasons to be happy this week and not mention the weather? We were asking listeners, Cian, at the start of the programme today about the ridiculous purchases they make during the good weather season. You have the ultimate rubbish buy today.
Yeah, I mean, is it ridiculous or is it
yes,
very
it's
canny?
Ridiculous. Who knows? Go on.
Well, look, it is a ice cream machine. So landing in Aldi from next Thursday, set your alarm, set your calendars, Thursday the 16th of July. There's an affordable alternative to the Ninja Creamy ice cream machine. That would normally set you back 200 euro, but for 90 euro only, you can get it in the middle aisle of Aldi, which of course we all know is an absolute home of wonders. It'll make ice cream for you, smoothies, bowls, milkshakes. And to be honest, it'll save you a lot of money along the years.
No,
spending
sorry,
it on 99.
Clarify, is it an ice cream maker we're talking about, or is it just like a kind of an ice cream gadget pouring machine?
No,
it's a little 99 thing.
It's a maker, but it's kind of more instant. So you can put things in the little cup and it'll freeze it and make it all sort of cool and easy to eat.
Yeah, listeners were getting in touch with us earlier to tell us about, you know, kind of large scale adult size paddling pools and homemade water slides and sorts of nonsense.
That's very
that they're buying during the good weather.
Creative.
I love it though.
I mean, I had a 99 last night. It set me back 350 euro and an extra 30 cent for sprinkles. So this is basically 30.99. If you think you're going to get through that with your family this summer, then you could save money with this.
Oh, the weather. Is this how, like, isn't it just unbelievable?
It is, yeah. Look, and it's going to be here to stay by all reports. So I didn't know that, you know, the way we use heat wave in Ireland is basically two consecutive days with no clouds. But actually there is a technical qualification.
5 days.
5 days in a one station where the temperature is over 25 degrees and people are thinking that we are about, or, you know, not just people, meteorologists are thinking we're about to head into one from Friday where temperatures are going to be over 30 degrees in some parts of the country, and it's basically going to extend into next week. So if you haven't got the barbecue out yet this summer, start dusting it off today for use over the weekend.
Yeah, I've been flat out for about the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely,
all I do.
That's the way to do it.
I was told before to use the barbecue like an outdoor oven.
Yeah, 100%.
And make the most of it during the good weather. Cian Sullivan, thanks a million, Cian, for joining us in studio today to bring us a little bit of good news that's been happening around the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.